The Circus Lives. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Celebrations in the end zone began innocently in 1965 when the New York Giants' Homer Jones flung the ball at the ground after a touchdown and called it a spike. And pretty soon players were doing the boogie spike, the boogie without the spike, moonwalks, the electric slide, the shuffle.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Until the NFL realized these celebrations were violating the sacred dignity of the game. So in 1984, it prohibited excessive, premeditated celebration in the end zone. Then it banned celebrations outside the end zone. Then in 2003, Saints wide receiver Joe Horn hit a flip phone near the goalposts and called his son after a touchdown, and the use of any foreign object was banned. It's like the league was run by Principal Skinner.
Children, fingers in your ears and make the la-la sound.
But it's actually not run by Principal Skinner. It's run by Roger Goodell, who turns out to be more fun than we thought because he announced on Tuesday that the celebrations are back.
I think the players will do this in a way that I think is entertaining but also respectful.
So the funky chicken, group high five, snow angels, perfectly fine as long as they're respectful, as in no pelvic thrusts, or at least not more than two. And I predict that within 5 years, you won't be able to tell the difference between a touchdown and an episode of America's Got Talent.
I'm going to straddle your body like this. Then I'm going to start juggling these items over your face. John is going to jump over both of us and land on the other side of your head.
Sounds like 6 points to me. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.